Trachoma is the leading cause of infectious blindness in the world. It is caused by a bacterium called Chlamydia trachomatis. It's actually a bacterial infection that happens in early childhood. When children get repeated infections during their childhood, it will lead to scarification of the inner side of the eyelids, the upper eyelid, which would lead to contraction, inward turning of the eyelashes that in turn rub on the cornea and create, you know, wound and scarification, leading to blindness, basically. So it is a painful condition that would lead to blindness in later adulthood. But the infection starts in early childhood. It is mainly the disease of children and women. Preschool children are the majority of the active infection.
Dr. Bedri, how is trachoma transmitted?
This bacterial infection is transmitted from infected person to the others through contact, through flies, fomites, and fingers, basically. So it is a disease of poverty in a place where you have poor sanitation and hygiene, where you have high density of flies, dusty environment where there is little water. This would promote the spread of trachoma. It is an endemic disease. That means it is focalized. You don't find it all over. So currently, trachoma is thought to be endemic in 53 countries, mainly found in remote areas of Africa, Asia, Central and South America.
What are some of the ways that you are treating the disease?
What can be done is you can treat the infection with antibiotics, but you can also prevent infection from happening by promoting hygiene, personal hygiene and environmental sanitation. Then you can also treat the complication once it has occurred by doing surgery to correct the inward turning of lashes in order to prevent damage to the cornea and the pending blindness. So it is a wide spectrum of activities that needs to be done, meaning health education, promotion, partial cleanliness, environmental sanitation, but also medical treatment of affected cases and also surgical treatment of complications of trachoma at a later stage.
When you're talking about prevention in terms of hygiene, what are some of the things, since what you're saying is a lot of women and children do get this disease, what can they do at home to try to help prevent it?
The first thing is washing the face, keeping the face clean of infants and children, because the flies are attracted to dirty face. These are moisture-seeking flies. If the face is kept clean, the chance of flies getting into the eye would be less. Keeping the environment clean and also making use of better sanitation facilities, pit latrines, would definitely also reduce the load of flies in the community.
You all are stepping up your measures to try to prevent and treat this disease. And how was the response so far in the communities?
So this is like a multifaceted approach towards tackling the problem. You have the medical side of antibiotics, distributing antibiotics to the community, and then doing surgery for complicated cases, but also facial cleanliness and environmental sanitation also to actually, you know, prevent the disease from spreading, but also promoting good hygiene practices and sanitation practices so that the disease is kept in check. The response in the communities is very encouraging. It is long-term involvement, basically, because it needs behavioral change in the community to happen to be successful in controlling trachoma.
You also talked about how this disease is endemic. So do you foresee a time where this disease will be eradicated?
Yeah, there is a global initiative called GATE 2020. This is a WHO initiative, the initiative from World Health Organization, which plans and aims to implement a strategy to control trachoma, which is known as the SAFE strategy. SAFE is an acronym that stands for surgery, antibiotics, facial cleanliness, and environmental sanitation. And we are working with different stakeholders together to achieve this. And we are targeting to reach the aim of achieving elimination of blinding trachoma by the year 2020.